Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland government to introduce bill on establishing FNTA during current assembly session. MLA Nuklutushi calls for Sadar administrative area in Mokokchung. Lok Sabha MP Supong Maranjamir stresses need for public awareness on smart meters. And in cricket, Nagaland beat Mizoram in opening women's under-23 one-day trophy. Late match. Now the news in detail. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly will introduce a bill to establish the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA, during the ongoing 8th session of the 14th House. This was announced by Chief Minister Nipurio yesterday during his concluding remarks on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address. Mr. Rio said the proposed legislation will incorporate provisions of the Memorandum of Agreement signed earlier this month, following discussions with the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, while adhering to mutually agreed basic principles. He expressed hope that the bill would be passed in the current session.
We are also moving early for bringing a bill in the Assembly for FNTA, incorporating the provision of MOI and also keeping in mind our agreed basic principles. We will also be consulting the MHA in regards to the bill, and it is our desire that within this 8th session of the 14th House, we can present the bill and pass the act. This is our desire. I hope all concerned will do their duty so that we will pass this bill.
The Chief Minister said the government is actively working to constitute an interim council for the FNTA in consultation with ENPO and tribal bodies of Eastern Nagaland. He conveyed gratitude to the Government of India for its guidance and support in signing of the historic agreement. Mr. Rio congratulated ENPO and expressed hope for continued cooperation in taking the process forward. MLA Nuklutushi has called for the creation of a Sadar administrative area in Mokokchung district, emphasizing that the move would enhance governance, reduce delays in land and judicial matters, and open economic opportunities for local communities. Raising the issue yesterday during the question hour on the second day of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, the MLA said Mokokchung remains one of the few districts in the state without a Sadar jurisdiction, adding that establishing a Sadar circle will enable access to bank loans under the Safesi Act, thereby encouraging entrepreneurship and reducing dependence on government jobs.
Once under Sadar area, villagers themselves will decide and inform administration for survey and land pata in your area, where the village local bodies feel communalization is needed depending on proximity to headquarters. We empower our local bodies to help the government in smoothly creating an inclusive and financial system.
Responding on the matter, Deputy Chief Minister Yanthong Opaton said the government is open to examining the matter if a formal proposal for a Sadar jurisdiction is submitted.
Out of 17 districts, Chinibidima, Mokokchung have not given any proposal. Other new districts like Newland, Samatur, Nukla, Feminyu, and Melori, they have already sent a proposal, so the government is going to take up this issue. Likewise, I would like to appeal to our administration, DC Mokokchung, to send proposal for creation of Sadar in Mokokchung. If we receive proposal, we'll examine.
Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipurio noted that the issue is complex given legal provisions under Article 371A of the Constitution and customary laws and traditional village governance.
For Nagaland, because of our 371A, even in the 73rd Amendment of Panchayati Raj, we are exempted because of our land and its resources belongs to the people, and therefore we deal it separately of the urban areas and also village areas. So whoever wants to come under the purview of Sadar, I think that would be permissible. That administrative and legal term can be discussed to facilitate. So there are sensitive areas. The villagers, if they agree, I think there's no problem. But we cannot force on them.
The Chief Minister described the matter as pertinent and requires more clarity and careful study before any decision is taken. National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, has launched the tribe's project in Kangsung Village under Mokokchung District to boost sustainable livelihoods and empower rural communities with improved economic opportunities. The project seeks to promote aromatic and medicinal plants and enhance farm productivity through integrated fishery, scientific cultivation, value addition, and organized marketing. The initiative reflects NABARD's continued commitment to empowering rural households through sustainable and community-led interventions, particularly in the northeastern region. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, Supong Meran Jamir, stressed the need for public awareness on smart meters, addressing the first meeting of the District Electricity Committee to revamped Distribution Sector Scheme, RDSS, in Kohima yesterday. He urged the department to highlight benefits of shifting from conventional meters to smart meters. Mr. Jamir, who is also the committee's chairperson, sought detailed assessments of unelectrified and partially electrified habitations in the district and called for transparency and joint efforts to address challenges in power distribution. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchum also emphasized the benefits of smart metering and rooftop solar to improve efficiency. Presenting an overview of RDSS, Additional Chief Engineer, Power Department, Lobosang Jamir noted that smart metering is being implemented to reduce loss faced by the state. He informed that only 37,081 smart meters have been installed out of the total target of 3,23,878. The department has also launched a smart meter pakwada campaign to raise consumer awareness across Nagaland. Former Governor and Chief Minister Dr. S.E. Jamir today stressed that communities must adapt to modern development in a rapidly evolving world. He said villagers, especially youth, need to move beyond traditional practices and embrace progressive thinking to secure a stronger future. Dr. Jamir was speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebration of Tir Yim Village under Chumukedema District. Also addressing the event, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkuma urged the community to pursue self-reliance instead of depending solely on government assistance. Describing Jubilee as a moment for introspection and future planning, Mr. Longkuma emphasized the need to prepare a master plan for the village's development. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. In Dimapur, the celebrations are being marked by vibrant color play and communal feasts. Our correspondent has the details.
In Dimapur, Unity Sarah Club and Rangasia jointly organized a grand event drawing an estimated 3,000 people. Organizers emphasized that only organic chemical-free colors and natural flowers were used during the celebration. Beyond the festivities, as a charitable initiative, organizers say proceeds from the event would be used for support of the annual educational expenses of 2 to 3 financially disadvantaged girls. Speakers at the event highlighted the inclusive nature of Holi, describing it as a celebration that transcends caste, religion, and community barriers. Tajo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And in cricket, Nagaland secured a 15-run victory over Mizoram in their opening Women's Under-23 One-Day Trophy plate match in Chandigarh yesterday. Put to bat first, Nagaland posted 212 runs, with Vipani leading the charge with a brilliant 82 runs. In reply, Mizoram were bowled out for 197. Vipani also starred with the ball, claiming 5 wickets to complete an all-round performance. Nagaland will face Arunachal Pradesh in their next match tomorrow. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland government to introduce bill on establishing FNTA during current assembly session. MLA Nuklutushi calls for Sadar administrative area in Mokokchung. Lok Sabha MP Supong Meran Jamir stresses need for public awareness on smart meters. And in cricket, Nagaland beat Mizoram in opening Women's Under-23 One-Day Trophy plate match. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.